And as we continue our interviews today with our extended news at noon, we're going to check back in with the Red Cross. And on the phone with me is Barb Kimmel. And Barb, we appreciate you being on. I say again, because I know you've been on with us a couple of times, and we do appreciate your time. But thank you for being on.
You're welcome.
And so I want to ask you about the blood supply. I know our news changes every minute, it seems. And so I'm sure your situation has changed as well. We just wanted to check in with you and see where we are at this point.
Well, this is an unprecedented situation, as you can imagine, and it requires a lot of flexibility and nimbleness as we try to meet the needs of hospitals and patients. All of this is evolving very quickly, and we've not had the experience quite of a pandemic before. But I'm happy to say that due to the incredible generosity of the public, we are able to meet the needs of hospitals right now. So we are, although blood is perishable, it can't be stockpiled, we are still concerned about later in the summer, a month from now and further, when we may not be able to meet the needs of patients.
Are you still able to plan for events for folks to come out and give blood, or how are you handling that if you're looking towards the summer for when you possibly could have a shortfall?
Well, I certainly still have a lot of businesses that are in limbo, and I don't know if they're going to be able to have their blood drives. And, of course, all of my high schools and colleges have canceled. But I've had lots of people come to the rescue and call me and want to schedule blood drives. So I'm in good shape in that regard. However, I've been unable to work much beyond the middle of May, so I may need more places to offer their services to host a blood drive if some of my businesses are not up and running at that time.
How are you planning for those at that time with the unknown of, are we supposed to gather? We're not supposed to gather at that time, whenever we're talking about the summer. You know, I mean, it's still uncertain on when we kind of get back into the swing of things even right now. So what are you thinking about whenever you're trying to plan these out?
Well, I won't deny that it's very difficult, but we are, of course, medically necessary organization, and so we don't actually have to go by all the very strict rules about having more than 10 in a room. However, we are trying to have all of our blood drives in larger spaces where we can social distance. We are encouraging all donors to make an appointment. We are not now accepting walk-ins. You have to have an appointment coming to a blood drive so we can maintain social distance. We also want every donor to bring a mask, or we will supply it for them. Our staff are using masks, and both donors and staff will be wearing gloves and using hand sanitizer, and we're also sterilizing all the equipment and computers and surfaces throughout the blood drive. And that's part of the reason why I don't want walk-ins, because it takes longer to do all of that now, to be especially careful. And we are also social distancing in that we're spacing chairs and beds as far enough apart as we can.
Do you have enough masks? Do you have enough? Do you wear PPE, or do you just wear different gowns, or what do you wear? And my question is, do you have enough of it?
The staff have uniforms that they wear. And as of today, the 15th, we have enough masks to have both donors and staff wear masks at drive. Yes, it was a challenge to get the supply. I will not deny that. It was a challenge. But the staff have been wearing masks for about a week now. But as of today, we should have enough for everyone.
And I just want to keep the issue of blood on the minds of people, because one, some of us have time on our hands to try to figure out what to, you know, do with our day. Some of us are overwhelmed because we're working a lot, and I understand that. And so sometimes it can get lost in the mix of this could be something that, one, we could start planning out. I know we wouldn't have a date, but, you know, we could start thinking about trying to do this in the future, but also about giving blood. Because even though you say we're good right now, people still can give blood, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, most of the drives I do have remaining on the calendar are drives at churches and fire halls and things like that. And I do have the majority of those drives filled to capacity. However, I've noticed recently we have a number of drives where the donors are not showing up. So one thing I would ask is if a donor decides they do not want to come out to donate, I would respectfully ask them to cancel their appointment so someone who will be willing to donate can take their place.
So let me ask you just some contact information. How do we get a hold of you to make an appointment? And also, is that the same number to cancel if we do need to cancel?
Yes, it is. They can either go on to redcrossblood.org and search for a blood drive by zip code, or they can call 1-800-RED-CROSS. If someone wants to sponsor a blood drive, they can call me, Barb Kimball, K-I-M-B-E-L-L, and my number is 724-371-6058, and I handle Beaver, Lawrence, Mercer, and Butler counties.
And Barb, I'm glad that you're on with us today. Appreciate your time here just for a few minutes to give us an update. Before I let you go, anything else that you need from us, meaning the community? I know you mentioned if you're going to not show up for a blood donation appointment, then please cancel that. That is important for us to know. Anything else that we can do for you in the way of blood and your needs?
I do want to mention that only donors are allowed in the donation centers. We don't want children to be brought or any other accompanying adult. It's donors only and those with appointments only. That's to help us maintain the social distancing. And I just want to express my sincere thanks for the generosity of so many people in Western PA that have really come calling when we needed it, and that is the reason why we're in such good shape.
Well, I thank you for what you're doing out there, and many of us have thought of the hospital workers on the first line, and I've talked to firefighters and police officers and whatnot. But you get lost in that mix thinking, oh, wait, you're doing the job too and interacting with people, and you have such a vital role because blood is needed. And so I thank you for what you do as well, Barb.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.